There wasn't one believer on this whole scene. And he even told Martha, he didn't say, "You're disqualified. Shame on you. You'll never make it." He said, "Martha, I already told you, if you just believe, now watch close. Lazarus, come forth." What's he doing? Instructing and teaching her so that someday she will walk in faith and power through the resurrection of this same Christ. Yay, Jesus. Oh, God. You feel that? That's good. Man, every once in a while you get that little pat. God just... Yeah, son. I just, well. Loose him, Lengo. Then many of the Jews who had come to Mary and had seen the things Jesus did. When? Then they believed in him. Isn't that cool? Wow. I believe it's the will of God to talk like this and share messages like this so that we continue to pray for the sick, but from a different perspective. From the perspective that we are the church and it is the will of God. And there's nothing we can do or work up or accomplish. It's already been done. We're just ministering that truth through compassion and love. To the point where every time we see somebody struggling or going through anything less than created value or wholeness, it moves our heart and we see that there's a yes and amen. And we realize that we're actually the revelation of Jesus and the minister of power in that place. Amen? Because if we believe, we shall see the glory of God. He didn't say if you believe and it's the will of God, or if you believe and it's the timing of God. He says if you believe, you'll see the glory of God. These signs follow those that... It's the gospel, the power of God unto salvation for them that... It's all to the believer, isn't it? It's not to the gifted, it's to the believer. Thank God for the gifts.